Okay, you just heard White Flag doing Wuthering Heights, from the Freedom of Choice Pro-Choice Benefit CD. Before that, Lisa Bushell did Icy Chains from the At the Edge of Reality CD. And there's news regarding Lisa coming up. Corporate Avenger did Jesus Christ, Homosexual. Laura Shea did On Your Knees, and Patti Smith did Because the Night. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at InfidelGuy.com, an affiliate of AtheistNetwork.com, and repeat broadcast throughout the week at The Ladder. Tonight's theme is Love Night, and there is a ton of music, and I don't know how much of it I'm going to get through because I am time constrained now at both stations, and am going to end abruptly in 95 minutes. So I will just play as much as possible. I kept the number of plugs and spoken matter down to a minimum, although I do want to do the Colin Powell thing later. And let's see, I'm only going to talk a little bit and get back to music the first possible minute. I want to send people to a website immediately because I discovered it today and fell out of my chair. And think this is great, even though it's not the masturbation show, which will happen in April on a Palm and Stroke Sunday. I wanted to draw people to this site immediately because it's a good cause and anybody can do it. You don't have to protest, riot, face down right-wing thugs or American Christian Taliban terrorists or any of that. All you have to do is touch yourself. The site is called Masturbate for Peace, and that's one word, masturbateforpeace.com. And the site is absolutely hilarious. They describe it as using self-love to end conflict. Touch your sack, not Iraq. I come in peace. And all kinds of slogans and bumper stickers, and it's absolutely great. I'm going to just start plugging it now. I'm not going to wait for a masturbation show in April or until war breaks out. We're going to masturbate for peace, and what better night to start than on Love Night. Tonight's show, of course, is for all orientations, couples, triads, groups, every lifestyle, everything. You can celebrate tonight's show with your partner or partners or self or toys. It's all healthy. It's all good. Fuck all the guilt that's gone out the window. Cult programming from birth out the window. Societal taboos and conditioning. Guilt, shame, double standards, hypocrisy, out the window. We'll celebrate love and we'll celebrate sexual freedom on Love Night. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation and lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And let's see. If you want to write to me, get the playlist, claim to have won a contest, request songs, give feedback, give ideas, or just write for whatever reason, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and at the website sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled theocracy, and sexual freedom. Next Sunday night, the theme is Weapons Inspections Begin in the Home Nation. Your home nation. Weapons inspections begin in your home nation. In 2 weeks, the last Sunday, February, a celebration of the release of Karen Horning. Karen Horning was a war on drugs prisoner who was imprisoned since age 21 around 1993 and just got out a month or so ago. And we'll review that case in detail. And more importantly, we're going to celebrate her release. And if you're new, there was a lot of support from book burners for a compassionate release, an early compassionate release from the prison system because of serious illnesses that she was facing. So we're going to celebrate that while we're fighting to free Ed Rosenthal. We're going to celebrate the victory that did happen with the release of Karen Horning, and that's in 2 weeks. In March, we're going to have a first for this show on March 9th. I don't know what the March 2nd show is yet, but on March 9th, Lisa Bushell is going to be a live guest on the show, and for the first time ever in 2 years and a month or so, we're going to attempt live music on the show. In the past, we've had Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, the great anarchist punk band from New Jersey, on, and Philadelphia hip-hop band Justice League on, but nobody has actually performed live. Lisa is a one- or two-person performance and pretty much acoustic. And we're going to attempt in this tiny space to have live music as well as interview and everything else that goes with the show with Lisa Bushell. That is going to be a very special night, and that is March 9th. And you can check her out in advance at lisabushell.com, and her name is spelled B-O-U-C-H-E-L-L-E. LisaBushell.com. And if you forget that, or if you're partying and really out of it or whatever, you can just go to OctoberBaby.com, which is the same exact site, because she was an October baby. That is March 9th. In April, when we do the masturbation show on Palm and Stroke Sunday, April 13th, we are, it's 90% certain, but not entirely. We will have Hopeless Dregs of Humanity as live guests once again, and that will not be a live music show, which would be absolutely impossible, but we will have them as live guests to participate in Masturbation Night, and I think they just have to run it by one more person. And their label mates, Give Us Barabbas, may also be joining in, both from EverReviledRecords.com. And that will be April 13th. And jumping ahead a little more, the Reverend's Birthday Show is in conjunction with Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And that will be 420. So stay tuned for all of that. These are the things to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight is love night, and I'm going to read something, but a little while later, from a poetry book called Love, 10 Poems by Pablo Neruda. And these poems specifically were in the film The Postman, although I think it's also called El Postimo or something like that. So that's to come, as well as the Colin Powell thing and news and Ed Rosenthal update and all kinds of other shit. Right now I want to play something really soft and tender. and emotional and beautiful. This goes back around a dozen years. It's by Two Live Crew, and it's called Me So Horny.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything, everything.
Oh. Don't do that, baby.
Thank you.
me champagne when I'm thirsty, but when I walk, get high. With a champagne and reaper until the day I die. Well, there should be no law against people that won't smoke dope. Well, there should be no law against people that won't smoke dope. Well, it's good for your head, relax your body, don't you know? Every time I get high, I lay down in my baby's crib. She say, come in this house, know your man I love best. I'm gonna get high, just show my name. Well, I'm gonna get high, just show my name. I'm gonna stick with my reaper, ain't mess around with no cocaine.
We'll be right back. alone. Boop-boop-be-doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. I wanna be loved by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
I'm gonna go. What are you doing on Valentine's Day? The hell with your broken heart. Why not come to a benefit for Radio Volta at 4821 Baltimore Avenue in the Free Republic of West Philadelphia? Come meet and hang out with Volta DJs, score at the kissing booth, drink away your broken heart, eat baked treats, watch videos produced by the Independent Media Center, and jam to the sounds of Funny Brains, Temple of Vomitin, Kiss Kiss Kill, and Image 33. Admission is a measly $4 to support your community radio. We can't guarantee that you'll find love, but it's a pretty good bet that you'll have a good time.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. An ex-employee of racist, woman-hating, homophobic Bob Jones University and friend of W. Moron Bush, Jerry Thacker, who, in addition to all these asshole judges and people like David Hager,
this is Mike Watt, you're listening to Radio Volta.
Appointed, nominated for judgeships, being sent to commissions, etc. This guy is now a candidate for the President's Advisory on HIV and AIDS. This heavily Taliban-influenced person is not only from Bob Jones University, but somebody who has declared AIDS to be the gay plague, somebody who advocates prayer as a form of medical treatment, and similar stupidity. This guy wants to be a crafter of public policy and public campaigning, but he needs to be exposed and opposed in advance. Jerry Thacker, you are Asshole of the Week. Okay, enough fart sounds. Okay, you heard the following songs. The Clash did 1, 2, Crush on You. Marilyn Monroe did I Wanna Be Loved by You. Motorhead with Wendy O. Williams did Stand By Your Man. The Dickens did Champagne and Reefer. And started that set off some tenderness by Two Live Crew entitled Me So Horny. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is Love Night. And we have a lot of love in the studio, although most of it has to do with my own hands, since nobody is here. And we have largely lost Marlon to a new occupation. So Marlon, the great engineer, has been getting up before the crack of dawn. And when it's still a little while before daylight and working his new job. So, even Asshole of the Week is done by the Reverend alone and other functions around here. So, that's why Asshole of the Week was a little bit scattered, because I was reading this thing and trying to do the repeat thing on the fart sounds. Okay, enough of that. We got a very special exclusive only for The Reverend Is In, and that is an addendum to Colin Powell's presentation of evidence against Iraq to the United Nations. And this is brand new because of all the rebuttals against Colin Powell worldwide, including from the UN weapons inspectors themselves. Colin would like to make a new presentation of evidence against Iraq to the United Nations, and we have the text of that here for an exclusive from the Reverend Azin at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com. The following is Colin Powell's new presentation to the United Nations to follow up his stellar initial presentation earlier this week. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United Nations, my name is Colin Powell, not only because I gave my colon to W. Bush, that is another issue for another meeting. I am here to rebut the rebuttals against my last presentation to you. My previous evidence may have sounded like material from the supermarket tabloids of my nation, but we have just received more proof of Saddam Hussein's evil doing and threats to our future oil plans. Ladies and gentlemen, I call your attention to photo exhibit number 1. As you can clearly see, Iraqi forces are moving 2 Pentagon-sized buildings across the country as a means of avoiding detection. These exclusive photos became available to us through satellite surveillance. In photo exhibit number 2, you can see Saddam's forces moving a full-size replica of the Eiffel Tower through the no-fly zone as an obvious attempt to fool us. This is photo exhibit number 3. Here we see one of the Bush girls performing fellatio for a vial of crack. Hey, how did that get in here? Further evidence reveals that Saddam Hussein is dangerously bringing materials of bio and chemical terror just outside our atmosphere. These materials include plutonium and uranium and are a danger to virtually the entire world. This madman is a danger to all just from his space program alone. Oh, wait a minute, that part is about us. Never mind. Well, you've seen plenty of proof by now. If you remain troubled by the quality of our evidence, the integrity of the Bush regime, or the fact that we steer clear of North Korea, where we have no business interests, and which happens to be a nation that really does have weapons of mass destruction, well, consider this. For the last few months, we have been dividing up the Iraqi map like the lines drawn on a cow at a factory farm. You can either remain on the outside or claim your piece of the pie before it's too late. My master may be stupid, but he knows the importance of paying people off and hiring unscrupulous tokens. If you let us oil you up enough so our flimsy evidence looks plausible, the elite of your nation will profit handsomely. Screw everybody else. From my colon, I sincerely hope you sacrifice some of your own soldiers so we can party together with the spoils of war. Okay, that was Colin Powell in his new address to the United Nations to provide a justifiable pretext to the oil war. Let's see. All right, we're going to save the media awards for later. We have some more dumb media and some more great media. A few plugs, and then we'll play a great love song. Let's see. Found all kinds of interesting things on the internet. There is a kind of a communal farm somewhere of artists. They're not entirely technology free because they have all kinds of computers and internet services. But it's a communal farm. They're doing all this activity for peace, as well as their art, their form of dance, growing organic vegetables and the like. It's called Zendik Farm, and they're at zendik.org. An interesting group of people
were arrested and charged for their criminal acts of sleeping on the streets in New York. As unfathomable as that sounds, the friends of W. Numbnuts Cokehead Bush not only get the fuck people out of their 401ks and all their investments and their entire future and move jobs to their third world colonies of free trade, but then when one becomes homeless, you are criminalized for sleeping on the street. Anyway, these people sued for wrongful arrest and won and got something pretty big, like $10,000. And they dropped it on the street in front of Wall Street. And you can find these people at thesimpleway.org/love_dollars. What else? There's been worldwide nude protests against Bush and the war. And I found a lot of these from a Google search. From Google.com, I searched nude anti-war protests, snow, no Bush, and got all kinds of great sites. One of the best for both article and pictures is from the BBC. And there is a site devoted to nude anti-war protests called bearingwitness.org. And that was really great. There was some stunning footage on Spanish TV on the news, which is why the Reverend was looking for that in the first place. Okay. Oh, shocking news. They decided not to probe Cheney and his energy ties and scandals and the like. No Cheney probe was the name of somebody's email, and I don't know about this one. I don't think I would want to probe Dick Cheney either, but that's just me. The ACLU is coming to Philadelphia, ACLU.org, to talk about the recent judge rulings about mental retardation and being reprieved from the death penalty. This is something that would benefit everybody. And I would think that the idiot in the White House would want to support this kind of thing, because should he ever be brought up before an international war crimes tribunal, even for what he has done up to date, he may get off on the mental retardation defense. So he should not oppose this at all. ACLU coming to Philadelphia to talk about mental retardation and reprieve from the death penalty. All right, what else? The Justice Department has drafted an expansion of the Patriot Act, as if it wasn't Nazi-ish enough, with sweeping powers to surveillance and law enforcement and intelligentsia, information at publicintegrity.org. To join the worldwide resistance against the conviction of medical marijuana defendant Ed Rosenthal, you can go to freedomtoexhale.org/trial-picks. It was convicted, but there are demonstrations and campaigns in every nation to reverse this. It was an obvious bias judge, a hostile judge, and former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Charles Breyer. And just like we supported Renee Boget and Karen Horning, it is very, very important to support Ed Rosenthal right now while the demand is going to get him a new trial. He is facing life imprisonment. Let's see. The Reverend would like to thank Leon Bronstein, faithful listener, who sent all kinds of information on the Colin Powell thing, as well as on Asshole of the Week, Jerry Thacker. And Thacker is by no means the only Taliban-influenced idiot that the Bush regime wants to put in. He wants David Hager to head reproductive health. And this is a guy who advocates prayer as a treatment for PMS and is hostile to birth control and abortion. And hey, he wants to be in charge of the entire nation's policies on reproductive health policy. David Hager. And I'm pretty sure he was asshole of the week around 6 months ago when he first slithered from under his rock. And for information on the many Taliban judges that W. Numbnuts wants to appoint to the judiciary, check out truemajority.com. Oh, getting talked out. Getting very talked out. All right, we're saving the media stuff for later. Oh, for more information on the Colin Powell evidence, you can check out Z Magazine at zmag.org and then click on ZNet for a number of articles about that. And while I'm remembering it, check out Jello Biafra's new spoken word CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hand, at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab Dead Kennedys and their re-releases. And the pie, the corporate scab Dead Kennedys contest, is still on, just like the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church contest is still on. All right, very sick of talking. And going to play an ancient record. This is a just adorable, loving song. So this is going to be a little more touching than Me So Horny. It's a kind of a 60s bubblegum pop kind of hit by Leapy Lee. The song is called Little Arrows. Play.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. Again, falling in love again.
when the truth is found.
Has llenado Everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. And when I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a system all my own. I got a lot of what I got. And what I got's all mine. And I can cure you if you're feeling blue. Come up and sing me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat. I got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and sing me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the papers said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all letters that fall that you'll be falling for me. 'Cause I'm free and you appeal to me. How could it be a crime? My number, well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime. The sooner the better.
Naked, you are simple, as one of your hands, smooth, earthy, small, transparent, round. You have moon lines, apple pathways. Naked, you are slender, as a naked grain of wheat. Naked, you are blue as night in Cuba. You have vines and stars in your hair. Naked, you are spacious and yellow as summer in a golden church. Naked, you are tiny as one of your nails curved, subtle, rosy, till the day is born, and you withdraw to the underground world. As if down a long tunnel of clothing and of chores, your clear light dims, gets dressed, drops its leaves, and becomes a naked hand again. That was entitled Morning, and that is from Love, 10 Poems by Pablo Neruda. And in this edition, from the movie The Postman, or Il Postimo, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is Love Night, and you just heard Mae West doing Come Up and See Me Sometime. Before that, Flaming Lips did Do You Realize? Selena did Tu Solo Tu from the anthology CD. The Ramones did Somebody to Love, and started off with Leapy Lee doing Little Arrows. And I'm going to do the media awards now. There's just one each. The first is Media Buffoons of the Week, which is, and when are they not this, Rolling Stone publication. But the reason they got this award, and the reason they stand out for even their own sucky magazine, is because of a cover story in which they say, the bug chasers, the guys who want to get HIV deliberately because it's cool. This kind of reckless, sensationalistic tabloidism is the kind of shit that actually creates this kind of phenomenon. There's two outcomes of any stereotype, as was learned by the anti-punk hysteria in the early 80s. There's the naive people in this nation where naivete is so rampant, who will hear any kind of bullshit stereotype about any targeted group and believe it. And the second inevitable outcome is the bozo, the pinhead, who will read and hear that and say, wow, I want to do that. Kind of like the early skinheads or whatever, who saw something like that, the infamous Quincy show or Chips or the Class of 84 movie or any other ultra-retard entertainment, and said, yeah, let's do that. So Rolling Stone is probably a contributor to people turning into that. And however much of a phenomenon that is, and I think that that's most likely bullshit, although it's probably going to become a growing phenomenon with media buffoons such as Rolling Stone declaring that there is. Pretty much all of Philadelphia media is media buffoonery, and pretty much all of them have their faces deep into the Cullen crack of George W. Moron, Cokehead, war criminal Enron Ho Bush. And yes, even some of the free publications are joining suit. It is to our city's embarrassment that Philadelphia City Paper asked on its cover, Europe, why are our European allies abandoning us? Meaning in the war effort. Europe, why are you abandoning us? One exception, and these are the media people of honor for the week, and they're generally pretty cool anyway, is Philadelphia Weekly. The cover has George W. Moronhead as a kind of a Rambo character, shirtless, and shooting off a gun with, like, the endless big clip of bullets. And it says, disarm him in large letters, and then how we can try to stop the war. And they also have a Gandhi quote, peace is its own reward. So in sharp contrast to the Philadelphia corporate media and even some of the alternative publications, including the embarrassing Philadelphia City Paper, who dares to ask, Europe, why are you abandoning us? We commend Philadelphia Weekly for having the balls and eggs to go against the corporate media trend. And speaking of Philadelphia Weekly, the Reverend's friend Katie Hagley, who wrote that article before last year's Easter, What Some People Will Do to Get Nailed show, has another Between the Covers column. So if you want to get Between the Covers with Katie Hagley, she writes, the anti-war installment, which is a true account of Laura Bush inviting, Sam Hamill to read poetry at the White House and do an event called Poetry and the American Voice. So he assembled all these poems about peace and all kinds of great stuff that she found out about and quickly uninvited him. You can check this out at poetsagainstthewar.org. That's one word, Poets Against the War, because the guy did strike a nerve. More than 3,200 writers, including Adrian Rich and Lawrence Ferlinghetti, made contributions. So that was a very interesting article, and that, too, is in the New Philadelphia Weekly. So big thanks to both for that, the poets and Katie Hagley, for reporting it, because she had better things to do than say, Europe, why did you abandon us? And speaking of Philadelphia, minor technical thing for one second. I am alone, so I'm doing all this shit on my own. There we go. Without Marlon, the great engineer, I am Reverend Bookburn, the DJ and engineer. And CD changer. And speaking of Philadelphia, the new question of the week is the Philadelphia Police Department saying, support your local rapists? The answer to that question for a minimum of 24 Philadelphia cops is yes. That's right. This is in the news on Wednesday. Two Philadelphia police raped a dancer from, I forget which club, I think Delilah's, but it doesn't matter, and I'm not going to name her. But her name was in the media, and she did have the courage to come forward and even to testify at a hearing. And the following, all kinds of harassment and intimidation driving by her home day and night. And this is also happening with another woman who's in the middle of a different case, driving by 1,000 times a day, on and on. So these guys have their day in court. She shows up. She's not intimidated, despite the harassment. But you can write to me and tell me what you think they deserve at quail@sjcdc.org. What do these rapist cops deserve? Are they heroes or zeros? You decide. On Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, last night she had, as a live guest, Mistress Isabella Sinclair, and her Valentine show next Saturday is a married porn star couple, Kelly and Hamilton Steele, and coming up in the future on March 1st, Trashy Girls Who Model Trashy Lingerie. That's a don't miss. All of this at drsusanblock.com/showupcoming.htm. And past shows, including Reverend Bookburn live on her show last November, showspast.htm. The anti-war page of Dr. Susie, War Is Not the Answer, Pussy Is, featuring the George W. Bush eating pussy graphic, at drsusanblockinstitute.com/noirakwar.htm. And check out What's New Terror Journals. Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn. And her other war page, Dr. Susie takes a hard look at the cockfight at Baghdad Corral. Let's see, we heard from Jennifer Hunter. She's doing fine on vacation, getting sun and swimming, which is funny because it's fucking snow around here. But Jennifer Hunter has a live telephone and internet domination service and is a friend of the Reverend and will be very lenient and generous to anyone who says that the Reverend sent them at jenniferhunterconsulting.com, 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, Ivy League Educated Dominatrix, or however you pluralize that, from the Reverend's friend Jennifer Hunter. I can't even imagine it because every time I hear her speak, she's this soft-spoken, friendly, full of medical advice. On and on. I'm probably blowing her image, so I'll shut up. But I can't imagine it, but that's what she does. To support married couple T.L. and Susie Wall, and did they have a hot Valentine e-card sent to the Reverend, and I'm sure everyone else they know. The married couple charged with prostitution for their sexual technique seminars that people who consensually attend these seminars go to, charged with prostitution, and hanging judge ruling against them at every stage so far. To support them or check out their video line, which includes an erotic version of Star Wars, you can go to videoalt.com, videoalt.com. Information on emergency contraception at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. Oh, enough talking. What else? Space shuttle shit next week and all the dangerous shit that they're sending up with those stupid things. Oh, two article plugs. Who provided the visas to the September 11th hijackers? Interesting article from globalresearch.ca. And an article for Britain's Bush colon boy, Tony Blair. Yes, Tony, there is a conspiracy at counterpunch.org. All right, let's play some bong water. This is the bong water song for Love Night. It's called You Don't Love Me Yet. Play. Nice machine.
If you don't get saved, you're gonna go to hell. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Daddy got up and started chasing me around the living room.
Strive anymore, but I can't make. see that there can be any other interpretation.
Yeah, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
Yeah,
remix,
yeah,
remix,
yeah,
remix,
yeah, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but you gotta let you know what's your fantasy. You know what I need? Somebody who can come and lick the click. And a nigga who ain't thinking about a 10 LP, and I make him go and get my shit. Now I go from a fly-ass Jetta to a Pussyville, Hotel Tally Ho or the Beverly Hills.
Right.
A real nigga not the run of the mills, come and spank me and make me shoot the kid from the kitchen.
And you can move me
to the jacuzzi,
and I can boom tea.
Come back, do your duty. Me and Fat Dick Moody kept making us a movie. Got naked in the bed, it's cash, make stuff stop stutter when I bare my ass.
Yeah, baby, move about she a thing of the past.
I'm a bad bitch and a monster ass. Having sex with Lil Jess, Menage A Trois. Get bugged wild no matter where we are. Any 500 in the back of the car. In the dark ass cell on the back of the bar. Never walk, never ever wanna leave. Work for me like the league overseas. I want a man to fulfill my needs. Keep my body trembling in the back of my knees.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. I wanna do it, but your girl gon' see it, it's mad at me. I want a nigga that'll grab the weed, but my eyes tiny. Tell me, baby, can you handle me? I wanna do it all in your mouth, then I pull the ass out, make it bounce till you pass out. Or we can cut up in the grass and get the neighbors a flag. Can you show me who the bad motherfucker now? Say the Rona, take a nigga back to the crib. Been the Rona, do all the things that I never did. Like a Rona, top of the project getting head. Or you can find me in a drop on dubs in a candy red. I like a nigga when he face down, mouth wide, polo down with them blades on the ride, keeping the path with them K's on the side. But it's okay, I'm gonna break something tonight. Get on your knees and I show you what's my fantasy. Like up in the coupe, tell your bitch she ain't gotta be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
you gotta lick me from my ass to my clit. And you gotta suck the pussy while I sit on your dick. And I wanna talk some shit while I feel it get sick. And rub a dub up on my tits while I let the nut on your lips. Nigga.
I'm a BK bitch, love to ride dick, ass in his face, cock spread out. Nigga uptown, nigga down south, same old shit, talk in his mouth, FOX, call me rough sex, especially when a bitch get right on the X. Get it right on X, fucking check, right to the neck. Bitch go right, Fox, right to the left. They can't fuck, burn his chest, 36D, trot on the breath, fast, send him home, not on his breath. Boy, how you think a bitch got my rep? 3 mil, still BK to the depth, still don't give a fuck, still post naked, still specializing, hit niggas' faces. Pop magnums by the cases, X5, bitch still spend big faces, big crown, brown, whole first places. You know what you can do, nigga? You can lick me from my ass to my clit, and rub a dub up on my tits, blood, nut on your lips.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes.
Oh, well, like creatures
That was David Bowie doing Wild is the Wind. Before that, you heard What's Your Fantasy? That was by Ludacris with special guests Trina, Shauna, and Foxy Brown. Before that, Bongwater did You Don't Love Me Yet. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Love Night. And there is some love in here. And we have a friend from Philadelphia Independent Media Center who is now enjoying the Masturbation for Peace website and all the naked anti-war protests, which you can find a whole lot of these. Again, doing a Google search for nude anti-war snow, no bush. I don't know where DJ Comet is from RadioVolta.org, so I might be playing a few more songs for the listeners from RadioVolta.org. The show is going to end any minute at at infidelguy.com. So, going to close.
Is the Atheist Radio Network.